Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Pei Hei, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Pei Hei Amid Aleph Omar Rebbe Chavivin Yisur. So in the middle of the classic Agadat Gemara, in the beginning of Perek HaSoicher HaSapoyalim, I don't think we have to recap the last two dafin, but we're in the middle of the Gemara's discussion of the great Tana, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, and how the life of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon intersected with the life of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. And one of the things that emerged from yesterday's daf, one of the many things that emerged from yesterday's daf, was that after the p'tira of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi reached out to the almana of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, and he proposed to marry her. And she responded, the Gemara gives two nuschois, b'klisha nishtamish b'koydish, yishtamish b'choyl, and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was taken aback. He says, I understand Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon was bigger than me in learning, but he's koydish and I'm choyl, and ma'isim, I think I was bigger than him. And she responded, I'll be honest with you, as it relates to learning, that's above my pay grade. I can't say who was bigger, who was smaller. But as it relates to ma'isim, I know for sure that my husband, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, is greater than you. And the reason I know that is because he was mekabel yisur. So the Gemara says, oh, my Rebbe. Rebbe responds in the beginning of today's daf. He said, chavivin yisur. I see from the fact that Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon's greatness was somehow attributed to the fact that he was mekabel yisurin, that yisurin must be something that's very chaviv. If that's the case, I too, said Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, want yisurin. And kabel aleh tleiser shni. He was mekabel on himself 13 years of yisurin. Shis b'tzmirta. 6 of those 13 years, the yisurin that he had was tzmirta. So Rashi says, what's tzmirta? Evan shebemokim ktanim. Sounds like kidney stones. V'sheva b'tzfarna. And 7 of those years, he had tzfarna. Rashi says, choyli shebetoy chapet. That's a choyli that's inside the mouth. Amilah, some say it was just the opposite. Sheva b'tzmirta, 7 years of tzmirta. V'shis b'tzfarna, and 6 years of tzfarna. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi had 13 years of yisurin. And as the Gemara is about to say, he suffered tremendously. Not only did he suffer tremendously, he would scream sometimes out of pain. How loud did he scream? That's his next Gemara. Ahurayre de Bei Rebbe, the stable man of Rebbe, have a otter mishvar malka. He was wealthier than Shvar Malka. So everyone knows Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was teyre v'gdula b'malka mechad. So he was great in learning. He was also an oishen niflo. And his workers were even wealthier than the Shvar Malka, than the Persian king. When this person would feed his animals, have a ozel kala betlas amili. So an animal makes a gerida when it's fed. There were so many animals that it made so much noise that the sound of the animals would travel 3 mil. So have a mechaven, what this person would do out of sensitivity to Rebbe, the Rami Bahishai to die Rebbe the Beis Akisa. He would feed the animals at the time that Rebbe went to the Beis Akisa. Why? Because he knew that when Rebbe went to the Beis Akisa, he was going to make a lot of noise, and it would be somewhat denigrating to the great tzaddik. So what he would do is he would try to drown out the noise by feeding the animals at that time. But Abba Vafilu Hachi says the Gemara Mavli Kali the Kalayo. The noise that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi made was louder than the noise of all these different animals. The Shomale Nuchusiyama, and there were people literally that were traveling at sea that were able to hear the noise of the pain of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Says the Gemara Vafilu Hachi, despite the fact Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's Yisurim were so not shy, and this was something that he had taken upon himself. Abba Yisurid Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. The Yisurim of Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon had a bigger koyach than the Yisurim of Rebbe, and the reason is the Yisurim of Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon may have a bow, may have a holch. The Yisurim of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon were 100% Yisurim shalahava. They came meyahava and they left meyahava. The Marsha says, what does it mean? They came meyahava, they left meyahava. They would come every night, bo achai v'reyai, and they would leave in the morning. They were 100% meyahava. Aber the Rebbe, as it relates to the Yisurim of Rebbe, al yedei ma'isa bo, v'al yedei ma'isa holch. So this is a little tricky, because Rebbe, it sounds like, was mekabel on himself, Yisurim. But at the same time, it wasn't 100% pure, authentic Yisurim Shalahava. There was a Maisa that contributed to these Yisurim coming, and there was a Maisa that contributed to these Yisurim leaving. So what was this Maisa that caused the Yisurim to come? What was this maisa that caused the Yisurim to leave? So another classic. There was an egel, a calf, that was on its way to be slaughtered. And this egel saw Rebbe, and she ran to the kanfei de Rebbe, the kabachi, and began to cry. So Rebbe told the egel, Zil, go. Why are you here? You want to not be slaughtered? Don't you realize you were put on this world to be slaughtered? That's your chayvasei by lamai. That's what you're supposed to do. So when Rebbe said this, there was a big tumult in Shemayim. And they said, because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is not sensitive to this eagle, lesi alei yisurim. He is going to be afflicted with Yisurim. And that was the Maisa that brought about the Yisurim of Rebbi. What was the Maisa that caused Yisurim to go away? One day, have a kakoncha Amsa de Rebbi Besa. So the Amsa de Rebbi, the very famous Amsa de Rebbi, she was sweeping the floor in Rebbi's house. Have a Shadya b'nei Karkushta. And there were a bunch of insects, weasels that were on the ground. The kakoncha lahu. And as she was sweeping the house, she swept them together. Amalos, the Rebbe saw this. He said, Shafkinu, leave these little insects. Why? Because Ksiv, it says, V'rachamov al kol masov. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has compassion al kol masov, we need to do the same thing. Amri, so when Rebbe said this, again, there was a big tumult in Shemayim. And they said, Hoyogu merachim, being that Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi is having rachmonis even on these karkushta, nerachim aleh, we should have rachmonis on him. And that's what caused the Yisurim to go away. Says the Gemara, Kulu Shni Yisuri, the Rabbi Lazar, all the years that Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, was in Yisurim, lo shachav inish blayz mani, nobody died prematurely. Meaning, the Yisurim of the Tzaddik was a shmira on the generation. Kulu Shni Yisuri, the Rebbe, all the years that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was bi Yisurim, lo yitzterich alma lemitra. The world didn't need any rain. The Amar Rabbi Barav Sheilo, what's the Yichus of not needing any rain? It's based on something Rabbi Barav Sheva said, Koshi Yomid Mitra, Ki Yomid Adina. A rainy day is be'etzem a very, very bad day. How bad? It's like a Yom Hadin. V'amar HaMeimer, HaMeimer said, he loved Tzorech La'amu. We're not for the fact that the world needs rain. Bo Rabbanon, Rachmi Yoleu, Mevatlile. The Rabbanon would daven and there'd be Mevatlile. Meaning, a rainy day is a good day. The Gemara in the first parak of Masechtas Tainus talks about the Godol Yom HaKshama. But that's only because we need it. Meaning, it's a necessary evil, so to speak. But Be'etzim, Kosher Yom HaMitra, Ki Yom HaDin. And if we didn't need it, we would daven and try to be Mevatlile. What's the pun? Throughout Shas, the tzaddikim are davening that it should rain. If we didn't need it, we would daven that it shouldn't rain. About filu hachi, at the same time, despite the fact that kulish nidir rebi, it didn't rain. Kiavi akri puglami mishra. If somebody took a radish and he plucked it out of the ground, havi kaima bira malya maya, he would find a little hole in the ground that was filled with water. Meaning, Rebbe's time was a time where it didn't rain, but they didn't need rain. And because they didn't need rain, so it's for that reason, it was a chashivas that it didn't rain. And the point of this Gemara is that you see that the Yisurim of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Yisurim of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, which were not the same, the Gemara says, but they were certainly me'inyin le'inyin ba'oisoy inyin, they protected the generation. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon's Yisurim protected the generation and that nobody died prematurely. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's Yisurim protected the generation in that it never rained, which is a good thing in the event that it's not necessary for it to rain. So before we go weiter, two ha'aras. First ha'ara is, so the daf begins with Rebbe observing what levels Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon attained because of the fact that he had Yisurim Shalahava, and he said, Chaviv in Yisurim. If Yisurim is so chaviv, he also wants Yisurim. And he was mekabel 13 years of Yisurim. So this is a murder de'inyan that you find two tzaddikim, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who are mekabel on themselves Yisurim. What does that even mean? A person could be mekabel Yisurim. So I'll tell you a maramokim nifla that Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv brings in Zois Liakiv, in Parshas Bereishis. It's the first piece in Zois Liakiv. We've spoken out different parts of this over the years. But this Maramakim is a Sephorna. It's in Parshas Vayetze. So Yaakov Avinu is running away from Esav. He's heading towards Beis Lavan. And he makes a neder. Vayida Yaakov neder lemar. Im yeh lekim imadi. Ushmarani bederech hazeh asher anoichi hoylech. Venosan li lechem lechel ubege lubash. Veshafti b'sholem oves avi. So what am I going to give in return? Vahoya Hashem li leiloikin. Shiloh, exactly how to read that pasuk. Vahoya Hashem li leiloikin. Says the Sephorna. What does that mean? Us, in the event, says Yaakov Avinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're going to do all this, then Yih Hashem L'dayin, Hashem should judge me. Then I'm allowing you to judge me in a very, very nuanced way if I don't serve you properly. What does this mean? I'm making a Kabbalah right now. It's part of the Neder of Yaakov. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's a Merachim, so Yaakov Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is my deal. If you're going to give me all these things, I'm telling you, I'm going to serve you b'chol koichi. And im lo yavdeo b'chol koichi, if I'm not going to, hineni mekabel olai me'ato sh'akel yisbarach ha'merachim yi'alei le'loikim v'yisnaig imi b'midas adin. So Rav Shmuel Yaakov said, what's the oimik? That Yaakov Avinu is being mekabel, that I'm willing to allow you to judge me b'midas adin. It's based on what the Sfar Makdoshim say, that it was all about machshav to create the world, b'midas adin, bereishis bara elikim, as Hashemayim v'saris. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world wouldn't have a kiyim, so he was shitef together with midas adin, midas arachna. But the tzaddikim said that the olah b'machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just a havamina, but it's a metzias, and that olah b'machshava created a world of midas adin. And then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that the world couldn't exist with midas adin, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create almost a parallel universe of midas arachna. But that world of midas adin exists, and that's the oimik of tzaddikim medaktikin kechot asayra, because there's an Indian that a tzaddik who could survive midas adin. He is judged by midas adin, and the tayelus of that is that when he's going to go to Shamayim, he's going to have more olam haba, more rachamim, because of the fact that he had to endure more on this world. And the tzaddikim say that's the oimik of when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be mekabel the Torah, and he looked around and he saw Rabbi Akiva. He said, "Who's this?" Hashem told him, it's Rabbi Akiva. He says, "No, if this is his Torah, let me see schar." And he sees how the Romans are torturing him, and he says, "Zu Torah v'zu schara." And the Eibishter said, "Kach olo lefanei b'machshava." Shtoik, right? This is the machshava that I had. And the Svarim said, "What does it mean? Kach olo lefanei b'machshava?" That Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling him that the world that was all of a machshava to be created, which was the world of midas adin, certain tzaddikim are judged that way. And what you're seeing now is Rabbi Akiva being judged by midas adin. But al-kaponim, there's a world of din and there's a world of rachamim. And with tzaddikim that made a kabbalah, v'hoya Hashem li lo lekim. It's pashut. Rab Lazar, Rab Shimon, and Rab Yehuda Anasi and Ardaf said this. It was a b'china v'yider Yaakov neder lemer v'hoya Hashem li lo lekim, that being mekabel this inyan of midas adin. That's the first aura. The second aura is a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from Rab David Yoel Weiss. And that is, the Gemara says that the Yisurim of Rebbe, Al Yidei Maisa Bo, Al Yidei Maisa Hoch. What was the Al Yidei Maisa Bo? Because there was an eagle that was once on its way to being slaughtered and ran underneath Kanfet the Rebbe and said, "Rebbe, save me, save me." And Rebbe, in a somewhat insensitive way, said, "Zil, ki lokach noitzarti. You want me to save you? This is your tachlis. This is your toyelis. Go besimcha." And because Rebbe didn't have proper rachmonis on an animal, it's for that reason that Rebbe had to endure, he had to suffer all these yisurim. And Reb David Yoel Weiss, in Parshas Vayishlach, he asks the obvious question, and that is that, I hear, it was an insensitivity, and there's an Indian of tzaddikim, medaktikim, kechut asayra, but at the same time, al yedei yisurim bo, all these terrible yisurim that Rebbe got was a punishment, mida kenegan mida, for this Indian. Even if you want to tell me tzar balichayim deraisa, which is a sugya, but ad kedei kach, you're going to tell me that the oinish and the punishment for Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was to suffer in such an incredible way because of what would seem to us to be a dover kal mamish. So he says that yesh loimer, and this is really an inyan that we've also had the opportunity to talk about a lot over the years, and that is, it's mavur in svarim makdoshim that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was a gilgul neshama of Yaakov Avinu. The Megala Amukah said that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was called Yehuda Hanasi. Nasi is Rosh Tevis, Nishmasoi Shel Yaakov Avinu. And the Svar Makdoshim talk about this in different places, and they say that once you understand this, there's so many different elements of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's life that open up, and you see so many different parallels. When Rivka goes to Shem to find out what's going on, she's having a very challenging pregnancy. So what does Shem say? Shnei goyim bevitnech. And Chazal say, Al tikri goyim elegeim. And who were the geim? It was Rebbe and Antoninus. So she wasn't just carrying Yaakov, she was carrying Rebbe, incidentally, the Svarim say that Antoninus was also a Gilgal of Esau. But the point is, that's the Shnei Gei Bevitnech. There's a Medrash that says that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi lived in Tzipori for 17 years. Shva Esrei Shana. We know that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksuvos Daf Kuf Gimel, after he died, he used to come back every Friday night. He would make Kiddush, and Rabbi Kivego brings a Sefer Chassidim that even though La Mesim Chavchi, but he didn't even have a din of a mace. Yaakov Avinu, we know, was Loi Mace. It's interesting. Yesterday we talked about how Rabbi Yochanan was a Gilgal. He was Mizar de Yosef Karsina, the Seyed Adoris brings this. He had a Sheiches to Yosef Atzadik. So Yaakov Avinu has a Sheiches to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and Yosef Atzadik has a Sheiches to Rabbi Yochanan. Who's Yosef Atzadik's Rebbe? That's the Ksoinus Pasim. Who did he learn Torah by? He learned Torah by Yaakov Avinu. Who's Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe? It's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. But Al Koponim, Tein Lechachem V'Yech Kamoi, there's so many different similarities, and this comes from the Sfar Makdashim, that there was a Sheiches between the Shmosei Shal Yaakov Avinu and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So Lefize, he says that Yesh Loimar. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayishlach, everyone knows this Pasuk, V'Yaakov Nasa Sukoisa, V'Yiven Loi Boyes, Ulemikneu also sukois, al kain kora shame hamokoim, sukois, right? Says the Arachai, v'im toimar, v'chibeshvil sha'asa sham Yaakov sukko yikrila mokim kain. It's a very funny pasuk, right? You have this place called sukois. And why was this place called sukois? Vayiven lod boyes, ulemikneu also sukois. Because Yaakov Avinu went to this place and he built a sukkah, and he didn't just build himself a sukkah, but he built a sukkah lemikneu. So the Arachai Makadosh says, ulai, maybe, the reason this was so significant, it was so monumental, that it goes down to generations, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Ki asa davar chadosh b'chem losa yala mikna. Because what Yaakov Avinu did at that moment, when he built a sukkah for his cattle, was a davar chadosh. Mashalai asa kein adam koidim. Something that no one had ever done prior. She yachin sukkah l'behemois. That he prepared a sukkah for the behemois. Ula shinui chadosh kara amokam halav. And because of that shinui, that chiddush of Yaakov Avinu, ula mikneu asa sukkahis, it's for that reason the place is called sukkahs. And he brings from the chidah in the Pnei David, who was mairich on this inyan of the tsar bali Chaim sensitivity that Yaakov Avinu had. So he said, Yei Shloimar, if Rabbi Yehuda Nasi came to be misakin on some level, whatever needed taken of Nishmasa Shal Yaakov Avinu, that's what a Gilgal by definition is. And he says it's poshet, that when someone is Nisgalgal, not only does he have to be misakin, this is above my pay grade, but not only does he have to be misakin any pkam that happened in the previous iteration of his neshama, but he also has to make sure to be nizer shaloi lekalkel mashenag ubegugel akoydim. That's very, very vichtig. So said Rav David Yoyo Weiss that if Yaakov Avinu in his neshama it's a lumikneu also sukkos, that the Archai Makadosh says this was a dover chodesh ashloi also adam yikoydim, that this was something that he needed to do. So if Yehuda Nasi, who's nisgalgal now, he's nishmasa shal Yaakov Avinu, so what does he need to do? What he needs to do is the same thing. He has to be sensitive to animals. And if he's not going to be sensitive to animals, zil ki lokach natzarto, that's why he got 13 years of Yisurim. And by the way, Yaakov Avinu was mekabel chaviv in Yisurim. Who did that come from? Yaakov Avinu. Nishmasa shel Yaakov Avinu. That's Sofurna. V'hoya Hashem v'ilu l'kim. The two raid bites really come together. But al kopanim, we have a lot more Gemara to do. Says the Gemara Vaita. So going back, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and the Blazer Reb Shimon, the Gemara tells a fascinating story. Ikla Rabbi Lasri, the Blazer Reb Shimon. Rabbi once came to the town where Rabbi Blazer Reb Shimon lived. Was that Meiron? Is that Gush Cholov? Right, we had yesterday Kfarach Beraya, the Hevra from the city called Biri. Not sure. Probably somewhere in the Galil, somewhere in the northern region of Eretz Yisrael. But either way, Rebbe comes last week, Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. So he told the Chevra, Yeshmai ben lo'isay tzadik, tell me, Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, did he leave over a son? Amrulo, Yeshmai ben, yes. He says, can you tell me a little bit about the son? So they says, yeah, I'm going to tell you who the son is. The chol zoyna shen esker b'shnayim. Any zoyna that if somebody wanted to hire would have to pay two, seichus ha-bishmoyna. The zoyna herself pays the son of Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon 8. Asya. So Rebbe said, I want to meet this boy. So Rebbe meets this boy, Asmacha b'Rebbe, and he gave him smicha. He called him a Rebbe. The Ashmame, the Rabbi Shimon ben Isi ben Lukunya, Achuya de'ime. And then he called Rabbi Shimon ben Isi ben Lukunya, who was this boy's mother's brother. And he said that, I want you to please be in charge. I want you to take care of this child. I want you to teach him Torah. So the Gemara says like this, Kol yoyma hava amat l'kriyasi ane yesel, every day. So Reb Shimon ben Isi ben Lukunya would sit down with this child, the son of Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, and the child would say the same thing. I'm not interested in being Beis Medrash. I'm not happy over here. I want to go to Kriyasi. I want to go back to my village. I want to be Isaac in the things that I was always Isaac in. Amalesi would tell him, Chakim Abdu Yasach. Don't you understand that if you sit and learn, one day you're going to be a Chacham, the gulsa that they have a parsa alach, and they're going to give you a golden chair to sit on, the Rebbe Karilach, and they're even going to call you Rebbe. At Amrit, and you're telling me the Kiryasi on the Ezel, meaning, you know what I'm offering you? You're being so silly. Amalesi told him, Moimi, it's a Lashon Shvua, Azuvada. You're right, I'm giving up my past. I'm willing to try to learn. Kigadal, when he got older, Asi Yasma sifted the Rebbe. He went and he sat in the Beis Medrash of Rebbe. Shamala Kale. So one day, Rebbe was walking through Beis Medrash and he hears a voice. Amar, he said, Hakala Dami, we called the Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon. I recognize that voice. It sounds like the voice of my chaver, Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon. Amrulay, so they told him, Brehu. Yeah, it's his son. Remember that son that you once met? That Kol Zoyna Sheniskeres Bishnayim Soichrasa Bishmoina? He's sitting in your Beis Medrash right now. And when Rebbe heard that, Kari Olel, he said the following prosik. Prosik in Mishlei. Prit Tzadik Eitz Chayim V'loikeach Nefashois Chacham. Prit Tzadik Eitz Chayim Zer Rabbi Lazar Bereb Shimon. Who is the Pri of a Tzadik? V'loikeach Nefashois Chacham. Somebody that Bais Nefashos is a Chacham, the Reb Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya, who was the one that was Makariv, he brought back this Nefesh. I saw the Marsha says, V'lekech Nefashos Chacham, he only took one Nefesh. What's Lekech Nefashos? He says, because if someone's Makariv a Nefesh, then not only is he going to get Schar for that Nefesh, but all Yoitzach Halotzov he's going to get Schar for. So, Olekech Nefesh is really Olekech Nefashos. The Gemara says, Kinoch Nafshe, when it came time for the son of Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon to pass away, so it was his levaya amtul l'marasa davua. So they brought him to Meiron, again Meiron, and they wanted to bury him in the ma'aro. Habahadra la achna l'marasa. It's interesting because this year nobody can go to Meiron, but would be mekayim Meiron in unesham l'parim svaseno. But either way, so there was an achna, there was a nachash that was mamish at the entrance way of the ma'aro, and they wanted to get by this achna. So we remember this achna from yesterday's daf. That nachash was right there. Amrulay, they told him, achna, achna, psach picha, open up your mouth, you can't base eitzel up. Like paschalu, it wouldn't open. So the oilam thought that obviously it's because this child, as great as he vaxed used to be, and as much as he overcame an asoyin of Yosef HaTzadik, but at the same time he wasn't as great as his father. Yatso baskal amro. But then the oilam heard a baskal that said, loy mipnei shezeg oldam. He said, that's not the reason. It's not because this child is any less great than his father was. This child was not b'tzar ma'ara. The tata, he lived in the ma'ara, and because he lived in the ma'ara, so now the ma'ara can take him in. As opposed to this child, he lived in the ma'ara, and that's why the ma'ara is not taken. So the Gemara tells another story that's very similar to the aforementioned. Iklu Rebbe Lassid Reb Tarfin. Rebbe once came to the town of Reb Tarfin. Amaluhu. So he told Oilam, Yeshlai Ben Lo Isli Tzadik, does Reb Tarfin have a son? Now, why did he think Reb Tarfin maybe wouldn't have a son? Shayim Mikapeach Hezbonav. Because Reb Tarfin, throughout Shas, he would have a sprach. He would say something that very hard to even say. Akapeach es bonai. Meaning that if I'm wrong about a certain thing, he's mamish. He's saying different klol about his children. And Rebbe thought that just the fact that these words came out of the mouth of Reb Tarfin, kilos chacham mefilu ala tonight, right? Maybe it would have impacted his children. And he suspected that maybe Reb Tarfin didn't have zarechai v'kayama. So yes, tell me, yeshloi ben lo is tzadik amruloi. They said ben ain lo, he doesn't have any sons. Ben bas yeshloi. However, he has a grandson. V'cholzoynish and iskeres b'shnayim soichas b'shmoina, the same Indian. Asiul kame, they brought him to him. Amalei told me hadras bach yohivnolach bartoy. If you do tshuva, I'm going to give you my daughter. Very similar to what his Talmud Rabbi Yochanan did with Reish Lakish. Hadar be the Gemara says he was makabel and he did tshuva. Ikedamri, some say nosav v'gerisha, that right after he married her, he was magarisha. Ikedamri, some say le'nosav v'klal, even though he said, I hear, he did tshuva, but the maisni didn't end up marrying her. And the reason was, so people shouldn't say, so why was Reish Lakish different? I am a mafarshim. But the bottom line is, this is what he says. Why did Reb Yudah Nasi go through these great pains to try to get the son of Reb Lazar Reb Shimon and to get the grandson of Reb Tarfin to learn Torah. So the Gemara says, "Amr Reb Yudah Marav, Amr Lo Amr Reb Chiba Rav, Amr Reb Yoichan, Amr Lo Amr Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Reb Yoimus." Come on, let's Ben Chaveri Torah. If somebody teaches Ben Chaveri Torah, Zoicha V'Yoishe V'Yeshiva Shalmayil, he's going to merit and sit V'Yeshiva Shalmayil Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Im Toshuv V'Ashivcha." And if somebody teaches the son of an Amoritz Torah, I feel like Hakadosh Baruch Hu goes exera mevatla b'shviloi. Even if Hakadosh Baruch Hu goes exera, this person who teaches a ben Amoritz Torah has the ability to be mevatla b'exera. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'imtoitzi yokar mizoylo kefitia. That there's an idea that a person can be kefish al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's the criteria to that? In toitzi yokar mizoylo. If someone can take zoylo, which is something billig, and he can extract something yokar from it, something very tire, something very precious, something very expensive, kefitia, you have the ability to be mevato gzeiro of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So kol ha-melamed is ben chaveri toiro, zoyche v'yoyshne v'yeshiva shal mailo. And if a person is melamed is ben ha-ma'aretz toiro, then afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyiz gzeiro mevato b'shvila. So before we go weiter, again, two ha'aretz. The first ha'aretz is, so the Gemara tells the story with the son of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. An incredible story. And then, when it came time for him to be buried, they wanted to bury him in Mirah, together with his father, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, and together with his Zayda, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. But there was an Achna who made an appearance in yesterday's daf, Shenemo, that wouldn't allow the son of Elazar Reb Shimon to be buried in the Ma'ara. They thought maybe it's because this son wasn't as great as his father and his grandfather. Yotzes Abaskel and said, Loi mipnei shezeh gadol mizeh, Ella, this one had endured the tzar of the Ma'ara during his lifetime, and that's why the Ma'ara was koiled him, as opposed to the son of Rav Elazar Reb Shimon. He wasn't in the Ma'ara during his lifetime, and it's for that reason, even though he had the koich of a Baal Tshuva and the Makom Shel Baal Tshuva, and it was a different inyan. And because the Ma'ara was not a place that he had been during his lifetime, it's for that reason he could not be buried inside the Ma'ara. But this is a fascinating inyan, that there was a shmirah by the Ma'ara in Meiron. And who's the shomer in Meiron? The shomer is the Achna. The shomer is the Nachash. The Shlo HaKadosh, this is in the Haktamas told us Adam, it's in Ois Reish Lametes. He says a Dover Nifla. He says that the Pasuk says, Bila Hamavis LaNetzach, a day that we're all waiting for. So it says the Shlo HaKadosh that although it says Bila Hamavis LaNetzach, incidentally, he's quoting the Sefer Koil Boichim from Harav HaGalanti. So this comes from the Mekubal. That the Mekubalim said that what's the soid of Bila Moves LaNetzach? Shelo Yamar, it doesn't say Bila Malach HaMoves LaNetzach. What it says is Bila HaMoves LaNetzach. The Malach HaMoves is not going to be Bila LaNetzach. Even though we know the Gemara in Sukkot after in Beis Amid Aleph that Lassad Lavoy, there's going to be a big Shechita and a big Levaya of the Sotah. But it doesn't say Bila Malach HaMavis LaNetzach. What it says is Bila HaMavis LaNetzach. Because LaNetzach is going to be no Mavis, but the Malach HaMavis himself is still going to exist. So the Galanti said, what does this mean? So he says as follows. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person a Yetzer Toiv and he gave him a Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Toiv schnaps him in a good direction, the Yetzer Hara in a bad direction. And we spoke the other day about the Yetzer Hara Mibifnim, the Yetzer Hara Mibachutz. And the avoda of the tzaddik, the avoda of every person really is, to try to overcome his Yetzer Hara. And tzaddikim were very successful at that. David HaMelech was a tzaddik that reached the point where he said, Libi Chol B'Kirbi, where he didn't even feel any more of a Meshicha of a Yetzer Hara. But said the Galanti, that really the highest level that a person can reach in his avoda Hashem is that not only is he no longer deterred by his Yetzer Hara, but he recruits the Yetzer Hara, that the Yetzer Hara is working for him. It's shayach for a person to come to a point where the Yetzer Hara is on his side. And the Galanti said, that's the oimik of Bila HaMavis LaNetzach Nemar, of Bila Malach HaMavis LaNetzach Loi Nemar, because Lassad Lovi, the Malach HaMavis, is going to be around, but he's going to be on our team. He's going to be playing playing for us, and he's going to be Messiah in the Avodas Hashem of the Yid. Said the Shlach Kodesh that the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes on the base. Hera Oimek Tanya Reb Shimon ben Manasseh Oimer Chaval Al Shamish Gadol Sheovan Min Oimer Sheomol In Eskalon Nachash. We're not for the fact of the Chet of Adam Rishon, and we're not for the fact that the Nachash was cursed. Kol Echad VeEchad Mi Yisrael Hoyim Mizdam Loi Shnei Nachashim Toivim. Every single Yid would have two Nachashim. Echad Meshagul Tzofin. One he would send to the north. VeEchad Meshagul Darim. The other one he would send to the south. Lahavi Loi San Beloinim Toivim VaAvonim Toivos Umargolis V'Loi Oy Elushem Afshilin Ritzua Tachas Nobe V'Moitzi Ba'Afel L'Ginasa L'Chavase. We're not for the fact of the Chet of Adam Rishon. A person would have the Nachash, and he would have Shnei Nachash, but they would be worked. What's the Oymik? The Oymik is because the Nachash HaKadmoyni is Doch the Yetzahara. And we're not for the fact that man sinned and Adam Rishon Kaidim Achet. Not only didn't he have a Yetzahara Mibafnim, but he was able to leverage, he was able to use the Nachash L'Toyvasai. Lasad Lava, it's going to be back to that point. It's going to be Ubila HaMavis LaNetzach. Aber Ubila Malach HaMavis LaNetzach Loi Nemar. That it's not going to be. We're going to come back to the point where it's going to be Shayach for a person to be able to use the Malach HaMavis L'His Toiv. It says the Shlach Kodesh Toich Dvarav in that Shtickle. That's the Oymik that you find in Gemara Mesechtes Bava Metzia. That who is protecting the Ma'ar of the Heilige Tana Rashbi and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon? It was a Nachash. The Nachash, who is symbolic of everything evil. He's the serpent, a fiery Nachash we saw in yesterday's now. What's this Indian of this Nachash? It's the Yetzirah, because they reached such a madrega that they had the Yetzirah working for them. It was none other than the Nachash HaKadmoyni Ki'ilu, that's standing in front of the Ma'ara, that's protecting Rav Shimon Ba'ichai, it's protecting Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Incidentally, if this Indian sounds a little bit familiar, we spoke this out once, in Masechtas Chagiga Daf Hei, the Hilge Chsam Sofer, this is in Parshas Chukas, it's in Chsam Sofer, Torah and the Pasik, Kaches Hamata, V'dibartem El Asela, Ayin Shom Dvarim Neflon, Me'inyin Le'inyin Ba'is. He says the same exact Inyan. I think the name of that raid bite was called Joining Forces with the Yetzirah. He brings the same Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, Ayin Shom, but this is an Inyan that we have already in Chasam Soif, we have in the Shlach Kaddish, that's Mavur and Svar Makdoshim, that a person can literally join forces with the Yetzirah. That's the highest Madrega, and that's this Achna, Achna, Psach Picha, that's protecting the Ma'ara of the great Tzadikim. The next story is, so the Gemara said, "Cholam elamid is ben chaveru Torah, zoyche di yoshe bi yeshiva shomayla. V'cholam elamid is ben hamaoritz Torah. Afilu Hakadosh Baruch Hu goyz gzeira mevata b'shvila." So if someone teaches stam ben chaveru Torah, not ben hamaoritz, what's the mida connected mida? Zoyche di yoshe bi yeshiva shomayla. If somebody teaches a ben hamaoritz Torah, that's a whole different schar. Afilu Hakadosh Baruch Hu goyz gzeira mevata b'shvila. So the Marsha says, what's the quid pro quo? So he says, if someone teaches Ben Chaveri Torah, so he took someone that wasn't in yeshiva, he brought him into yeshiva. So what's his reward going to be? Zaycha v'yoshin, b'yeshiva, shomayla. Makes a lot of sense. If somebody teaches a Ben Am Aretz Torah, so that's already a whole different Indian. Because what's he doing? He's taking an Am Aretz who really was nigzer gzera, so to speak, just based on nature and based on the chukei ateva. He should be moiled in Am Aretz. And you now went and you were moitzi yoker mizoilu. You took this zoilu and you were able to be moitzi yoker. If somebody does that, so essentially what are you doing? You're being mevatel d'gzeira. You're changing the course of nature. If you change the course of nature, says the Mashal, you have the koich to do the same thing. It's mamish kefitiyah, dover niflo. You have the ability to do this. So I'll tell you a beautiful tzushtal that I saw in the Sefer Kosnesar. So the Kosnesar is a kadmoinish sefer. The mechaber was Rameir Eisenstein. The Ram Ash, the author of the Ponim Iris, not to be confused with the Ram Ash, who's the Imre Esh, who was a Talmud Muvik of the Heilige Chasam Sofer. So this is Ram Ash, the Ponim Iris, lived 100 years earlier. And one of the great, great Achrayim, very recently, his Svarim Alatei were reprinted. It's called Kosnesar, and this is in Parshas Dvarim. So he tells you a Gemara in Masechtas Ma'akatan Daf Tezayin on the days. The Gemara says, Amar Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rab Yonasan, Ma'i Dechsev, Noom David ben Yishai, Unu'um hagever, who kam o? Says the Gemara, everyone knows this Gemara, Unu'um David ben Yishai, Shehekim ulo shal tshuva. That David ben Yishai, what does it mean he was who kam o? He was hekim ulo shal tshuva. David HaMelech showed the world that you could be nichshol in an avera and you could still be David Malka Mashiach. That's Pashup Shan in the Gemara. Says the Gemara weiter, next Gemara, Omar, two psukim later. It says, Elikei Yisrael, li diber tzur Yisrael, moishol ba'odem tzadik, moishol yiris Elikei. So it's a hard pasuk, right? The Gemara asks the kasha, my Gemara, what does this even mean? Amar Rabavos, Rabavos said, Hachi Gemara, Amar David, David said, Elikei Yisrael li diber. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me, and this is what he said. Tzur Yisrael ani, Moshel Ba'adam. I'm Tzur Yisrael, I'm the creator of the world. I'm Moshel Ba'adam. Me Moshel be, but you want to know who's Moshel in me? Tzadik. Shani Goizik Zeira u'mevato. These are two psukim in succession. It's Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Gimel, respectively. Two Gemaras here, one after another, by Kondaf Tezayin Mabez. So you have one Gemara that says, Nu'um David ben Yishai Shehekim Ulushal Tshuva, a classic. And you have another one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Moshe Ba'odam, Aba Mi Moshe B'Tzadik, Shani Goizik, Zeru Umavato. Another classic Gemara. What's the smichus? Ma Inyin Shmita Eitzel Ar Sinai. So Sedra Meir Eisenstadt, he says, the smichus is the Gemara that we just learned. That the Gemara says, Kolam Alamed is Ben Amma Or it's Torah. Afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goizik Zeru. You have the ability to be mevatel it. Not Kol Malam, but it's Ben Chaveru Torah. That's Oichav Yoshev Yishiv Shalmaila. It's Kol Malamek Torah Tohu to a Ben Amma Aretz. And what's the Inyan? Because you took Zoylo. You took Yoker Mizoylo. And if you do that, you went Kineged the way it's supposed to be. So therefore, you have the ability to do that, like the Mashal says. So says the Panim Iris, that you see from here this Inyan, that if somebody brings someone to Tshuva, where someone's on a certain track and you change his destiny, where someone looks like Zoylo and you're able to be Moitzi Yoker from Zoylo, what's the Koyach that you're going to have? Tzadik goes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. He says, that's this Gemara. These two Gemaras are mamash the same. That David ben Yishai Shehekim Ulushal Tshuva and me Moshe be Tzadik Shani goes Zeru Mevatel. It's mamash this Gemara. That a Kamalamit is Ben Am Oretz Teira. What's the Midah Kenegan Midah? What's the Schus that he's going to get after HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes Zeru Mevatel B'Shviloi? If someone is Chayzer someone else B'Tshuva, you're going and doing something that's mamish, it seems, shaloi keder chateva. This person was on a certain track with a certain destiny, and you were able to be mahapach, that you get the koyach now, you all of a sudden are armed and dangerous. You can be mahapach things in the Bria. Because if you do it, that now gives you the schus to be able to do it again and again and again. The schus of a tzadik goyz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, who's that person? Like, who has that koyach? It's kol malamed is ben amar, it's Torah. It's someone that's hekim ula shel tshuva. That's what gives the person the schus. When you do it, now you get the schus and the ability and the privilege and the credentials to be able to do it again and again and again. Amar Aparinus, Amar Abyeichana. Kol shehu Talmud Chacham. Any person that's a Talmud Chacham. Upnoi Talmud Chacham. And his son is a Talmud Chacham. Uben benoi Talmud Chacham. And his enikos a Talmud Chacham. Shuv ein Torah paisekes mizaroi la'oila. So if someone's a Talmud Chacham, his child's a Talmud Chacham, and his grandchild's a Talmud Chacham. The Chut HaMesholish. Loi meher yinasek. Shuv ein Torah paisekes mizaroi. Shnem, as the Pasuk says, Vani zois berisi oisam amir Hashem ruchi asher alecho udvarei asher samti beficho lo yamushu mipicho ומפי זרחה, ומפי זר זרחה, אומר השם, מעט ועד עולם. מה אומר השם? What does that mean? אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא. הקדוש ברוך הוא says, אני עורב לך, meaning, it's ואני זויס פריסטי. Hashem is talking. What's this emphasis of אומר השם? I'm an עורב. This has a guarantee, ironclad guarantee comes along with this. מה מעט ועד עולם? אומר רבי ירמיה, מכאן ואילך תורם מחזרס על אכסניה שלו. What does this mean? That means that even if, for whatever reason, a generation is going to be missed, and it seems like maybe there were three Doiris of Torah, and now all of a sudden it doesn't seem that way. But there's a haftocho. Me'at v'adoylem Torah's machzeres alachsan yishaloh. It's a guarantee that Torah is going to come back to this family. It says the Gemara on that note. Rabbi Yosef Yosef Rabban Tanisma. Rabbi Yosef fasted 40 Tanesim. Vak'uyo lo yamushu bipicho. And he had a dream, and in the dream they told him, lo yamushu bipicho. So Rabbi Yosef fasted 40 Tanesim because he wanted to be Mekabel Torah. The Mashal says that where did he learn this from? To fast 40 Tanesim in Mekabel Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim. Lechem lo yachalti, mayim lo yachasisi. It was a tainus. You don't usually think of it that way. But it was a tainus. And he learned from that. So he fasted also. And they told him, lo yamushu mipicha. Yosef Abram Tanes Achrin. He fasted another 40 Tanesim. Vakruyu lo yamushu mipicha umipizaracha. Yosef Meyo, or some have Mem, Yosef Abram Tanes Achrin. Vakruyu, and they told him, lo yamushu mipicha umipizaracha umipizarezaracha. Omar, he said, mikam ve'eloch lo yitzarichno. I don't have to fast anymore because Torah machzeres Once this three doyres, if they already told me lo yavushu bipicha bizarach bizarazarach, I know I'm good. Rav Zeir says the Gemara, he talks about Yisrael. When he went to Eretz Yisrael, yasam etaneso, he fasted 100 tanesim the lishtakach Gemara bavla mine. See, he was going to go learn Talmud Yerushalmi, but before he did that, he wanted to forget Talmud Bavli. So he fasted 100 tanesim to forget Talmud Bavli. Ki heichad olay nitridei. Because he thought Talmud Bavli would make him tzemesh, it would make him tarot. Yosem Eachra, nice. So he fasted another 100 taneis and delayed Lichka of Rabbi Lazar Bishnei, so that Rabbi Lazar shouldn't die during his lifetime. Why was he so worried about Rabbi Lazar? V'naflen ilavei mila ditzibura. Because he knew that if Rabbi Lazar would leave this world, he was marred the Arad Yisrael. It meant that all the tzarchi tzibur were going to fall on his desk. He didn't want that. V'yosem Meachrini. And he fasted another 100 taneis and delayed Nishlot bein Nura de Gehenim, that the ish of Gehenim shouldn't be shot. And called Talson Yermin have a bodik nafshik. Every 30 days, he would go into a fire to see if the fire had any shlit on him, which to him was a sign that Gehenim would have a shlit on him as well. Shoga tanura, he lit the oven. Solik v'yosavigaveh, he sat down in it. For he have a shulta beinora, and the fire had no shlit on him. This worked, meaning he chav that his tanesim am gepoil, and he realized that Gehenim would have no shlita. Yom echad, one time, Yovu be'rabbanon eino, the rabbanon gave him an ayin hara, the chrachu shake, and his shoik, his thigh got burned, the korale, and after that, they used to call him katin, the small person, Rashi says, chorech shake, who had singed thighs. The Marsha says that the reason Reb Zeira was called Reb Zeira is because he was an Inish Zeira. It's because he was a small person. I ain't shown, but the bottom line is, this is this Gemara. So before we go weiter, one more Har, and that is, so the Gemara says, Amra Parnach, Amra B'yoichem, Kol Shehu Talmud Chacham, Ubenoi Talmud Chacham, Uben Benoi Talmud Chacham, Shuv Ein Torah Pesekes Mizari. The Bach in Hilchas Berchas HaTorah in Sinan Mem Zayin says that it's for that reason when we say Berchas HaTorah, we daven V'niya Anachnu, V'tzetzo'enu, V'tzetzo'i, V'tzetzo'enu. Why don't we go weiter? Because you don't have to. Because once you're a Talmud Chacham, and your son's a Talmud Chacham, and your grandson's a Talmud Chacham, at that point, Shuv ein Teir Pesekes Mizar. But I'll tell you a double nifla. Chassam Sofer. And I saw this Chassam Sofer in two places. It's in one of his drashas, and it's in Teiris Moshe in Parshas Hazino. He says, Akten v'oimer, ki klola kailu chazal, lo yomushu mipicho mipizarachu mipizera zaracha omer Hashem meyata v'adoyla hatoyra machzeres alachsan yishol. So sometimes you say in Gavart, you have to say it innovating, you have to hear the oisius machkimas. The nir mishum hachi samach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's for that reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided v'lo yhito mitzvahs chinuch rak midivre kabal the mitzvah of chinuch. It's one of the most important mitzvahs in the Torah, right? The whole Messiah. Everything happens from chanoich lanar pli darkoi. Yet, it's not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. It's divrei kabbal. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. How is it possible that it's not a pasuk in the Torah? Says that it was mishum hachi because of the Gemara that we just learned of lo yomushu mipicha mipizarach mipizarazarach omer Hashem meyat v'adoylam, that a Torah is machzeres al achsan yishalo, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu felt that it wasn't necessary to have a mitzvah of chinuch in the Torah. V'lo yoik el katan oichon neveilois ein bez de mitzvah lahafrisha is all zay kimavur besugiu bepoiskim shanu oiskim bas. Apparently that's the sugi that Chassam Sofer was holding it. Ki samach Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What's the reason? Ki chuta meshulish bnei Avram Yitzchok v'Yakov chevel nachlosoi ein tzoruch chinuch v'zirus. Because bnei Avram Yitzchok v'Yakov, they don't need chinuch. Ulek sheagiu lechal mitzvahs memela haTorah tachzer alachzan yeshua. It's because of this gemara of Torah machzeres alachzan yeshua. In a perfect world, it wasn't necessary for there to be a mitzvah of chinuch, because memela Torah is machzeres alachzan yeshua. And if you see a katan oichel nevelos, don't worry. By the time he's bar mitzvah, he'll know to go away because he's bnei Avram Yitzchok v'Yaakov, and it's anachnu v'tzetzoenu v'tzetzoi tzetzoenu. And once you have the chutam v'mesholish loy b'mheiri yinasek. This is what the Chassam Sofer says. And that's why there's no mitzvah of chinuch in the Torah, because it wasn't necessary. What do you need Torah for? We have three dayers. We have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So, Leib, Mary, and Asik. And at that point, it wouldn't be necessary. So, he says like this. V'nirin. Shezem mirumas b'rosh ha-tevis. This is mirumas in the Rosh ha-tevis. Umal Hashem alaykecha, es levavcha, ve'es levav zarecha. V'aknam. Says the Chassam Sofer, you have to understand one other thing. We know there's loy metan aleph, loy metavov, and like some say, loy metalamed, right? But there's loy metan aleph, and there's loy metavov. Loy metaleph means no. Loy metavov means yeah. There's a Gemara, Masechtas Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, it says regarding Batei Ari Chayma, V'kama Bayis, Asher Ba'ir, Asher Loy Chayma, Afal pi she'ein le'yachshav v'hoya lo'y koydim l'kein. So machlek is Rashi and Tosfos how to learn this pasuk. Rashi learns the pasuk ashaloy chayma that lo'y is written lamid vav aleph. So this is a loy mitan aleph and it's a loy mitavav. So because it's a loy mitan aleph and a loy mitavav, so chazal darshan, which one is it? Is it yeah or is it no? Oh, so it's afa pisha in loyachshav. Now it's mitan aleph, but if it's hoyloy kaidim came mitavav, it's still considered bati arichan. But Tosfos asks on Rashi that if you look in the Sefer Torah, that's not the way the Sefer Torah is written. In the Sefer Torah, the way it's written is with an aleph. It's not written lamid vav aleph. So Tosfos says a little bit differently. Tosfos says it's a kri and a ksiv. The ksiv is loy mitan aleph, but the kri is loy mitavav. Now it sounds the same to me and you, but apparently there's a nuance. So there's a difference between the kri and the ksiv, or the ksiva and the mesoira. So it's for that reason, says Tosfos, that was the basis for the drasha. The point is, when it's loy mitan aleph, and it's loy mitavav, so the Gemara darshins that loy mitan aleph, even though right now it's not, but it was loy mitavav, it was hoy loy koydim l'kein. Chassam Sofer says it's another Gemara. This Gemara is a Masech Teshulin, daf samach heyamid aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about the signs of a kosher grasshopper. And the Pasuk says like this, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, ein loyachshiv, v'osu l'gad l'achas man. What happens if it doesn't have these jumping legs, this simen, but it's going to have one later, k'goyin hazachal, and this is a dogma of a grasshopper that fits this criteria, mutter. Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yisni Yoymer, it says in the Torah, asher loy kiro ayim, even though it doesn't have it now, but it's going to be megadol la'achazman. What's this drasha? There too, the loy ashaloy kra'ayim is written lamed aleph, but the kri, so to speak, is lamed vav, and it's because of that we darshan that afal pisha in la'achshav, but it's also the gadol la'achazman. So the Chassam Sofer says that you see from here, there's a loy mitan aleph, there's a loy mitan vav. What happens when it's a loy mitan aleph and a loy mitan vav? Either loy, the way Rashi says, lamed vav aleph, or you have a kri and a ksit. One is with an aleph, one is like a vav. So we have two gemaras. We have a gemara Megillah, taf gimel amid beis, where the gemara says that the way you darshan is, afal pi she'in loy achsha v'hoy loy koydim l'chein. You can darshan it that if it's loy mitan aleph now, but if it once was with a vav, then that's oichit good. And then you have a gemara in Chulin Samachem and Aleph, a lesser known Gemara, which says the exact opposite. That the way your Kedashin is that even though it's not right now, but if it's going to be loy in the future, that's also going to be good. So listen to this taich. The Pasuk says, Umol Hashem Elokeches Levavcha Veslevav Zaracha. What's the haftach of this Pasuk? The haftach of this Pasuk is a Kadosh Baruch Hu says that even though there are people that have Arlas Alev, and they're in Gansim Fashtopt, and they're Metumtim, and they have no Sheiches to any Madregas, their Reich is like the Reich of a Bursiki, right? Even though you have people that are Mamish on that level. But this haftach Hashem says, Umol Hashem Elokeches Levavcha. I'm going to be Mal Yolev Veslevav Zaracha, says the Chassam Sofer. If you look at the Rosh Tevis of Es Levavcha, the Es Levav, it's Rosh Tevis El, can you do it? But if you look at the Rosh Tevis Es Levavcha, the Es Levav, it's Rosh Tevis Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. It's Loimit an Aleph and it's Loimit Avav. And he says the Oimik Advarim is that sometimes you see a child, and this child is doesn't look like anything good's going to come from him. It doesn't look like there's any hope for this child. Obezach the Torah, you should know every Yiddish akin, every child, every zera is loy mitan aleph, he's a loy mitavav. He says there are children that they're loy achshav, but they were hoyer loy koydim l'chein. Because the bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and Torah is machzeres al achsan yishalo. And you can have a child that has nothing now, but he's going to be a loy in the future. And really, it's both. Every child is a loy koydim l'chein, and he's a loy in the future. Because Torah is machzeres al achsan yishalo. And that's umol Hashem lekeches levavcha veslavav zarecha. Mamish. Dvarim, the flam, this is like literally an entrance way into Seidus and Pnimiyus HaTorah. But either way, as we say, we go back to Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar. I think what's planned in the passing, and this might be the most famous Gemara in the whole daf. Mi oish hachocham v'yavin hazoiz v'asher dibe pi Hashem ve'ilu b'yagida amma of the aretz. We don't even have to touch this passing. Dabar sneh amru chacham v'loi pirshu. Amru nevi'im v'loi pirshu. Ad she pirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai shenem ha'v'yem Hashem al ozvan es teirasi Hashem nosati lefneyem. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar shloi baruch ha'batar etchil. Should we touch it? Okay, so the Pasuk says that the Yidden did not understand why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Chachamim and the Nevi'im, and no one knew why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Mefarish HaBechfoidoi Uva'atzmai. And what was the reason? Shalai baruch ba'tayr etchila v'alzen nemar ayin berelated reid bites. Amar Rab Chama. Ma'idach said, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, Belev navoin danu achachma ubekerev ksilim tivada. So this is a geshmak of pasuk. Chachma sits very, very peacefully and calmly in the heart of a navoin, of an intelligent person. But when there's a little bit of a chachma in the heart of a ksil, of a full tivada, everybody knows about it. So a chacham who has chachma, unatomo, but when a ksil knows a chachma, he lets everybody know. Believe, nothing to know a chachma, so Chazal darshan this homiletically. Zeh tamud chacham ben tamud chacham, it's a tamud chacham, the son of a tamud chacham. So if he's a ben tamud chacham, and he's a tamud chacham, he doesn't have to tell the whole world that he's a tamud chacham. Uvekerev ksilim tivada, zeh tamud chacham ben amaretz. He feels this need to show the world that he knows. Amar ula, hainu damar, it's just what people mean when they say, astira Biligina, kish kish garya. If you have one coin in a pushka, kish kish garya, it makes a lot of noise, right? But if there's a lot of coins, then it doesn't make so much noise. So when someone doesn't have so much money, the little bit of money that he has makes a bigger eater. If someone has more, it doesn't make such a kish kish. I'm the Rav Yirmiyahu, the Rav said, my dechse, what's on the pasuk that says, katoin v'gadol shamhu, the eved chavshi me'adoinov. This is another classic, a morbid pasuk in Iyov, where Iyov says that there, meaning in the grave, on the other side, katav v'gadol shamhu, this big people, small people, the eved chavshi me'adoinov, and there the eved, who is subjugated and subservient to his master during his entire lifetime, over there is a free man. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu told Rabbi Zeir, "Atul lo yadin in the katan v'gadol shamhu." I mean, this is so obvious. Hello, what's the pshat? Kol amakdin atzmei al divrei Torah. Anyone that's makdin himself al divrei Torah b'olam hazeh makes himself small in this world. Nasa gadol olam haba, he's going to be a gadol olam haba. Chal meisim atzmei ke'eved al divrei Torah b'olam hazeh. Someone that makes himself like an eved to divrei Torah b'olam hazeh, nafsi chavshi b'olam haba, he's going to be chavshi b'olam haba. Rish Lakish have mitzayim marasa derabon. So the Gemara now is going to pivot a little bit, and we're going from talking about Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon to talking about Rebbe to now, literally into tomorrow's daf, talking about Reb Chiya. So Rish Lakish was once being mitzayin the marasa de rabbanon. He was trying to find the places where the chachamim were buried. It's like this kaihanim should know they shouldn't go there. Incidentally, this is one of the gemaras that get involved in another big noisei that's tucked away in today's daf, and that is a kivrit tzaddikim even metam. So Rish Lakish was mitzayin marasa de rabbanon. Kimot la marasa de Reb Chiya, when he came to the ma'ara of Reb Chiya. Incidentally, you could have said that the reason he was being mitzayin marasa de rabbanon is so people should know where the kivrit tzaddikim is. They should be able to go daven. You could have said that, but Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, "Shlo yichshlu kaihanim lafer aleim ulahar," which is why this is a very important ma'aramok and tucked away. But regardless, so he came to the ma'ara of Reb Chiya. Right, in the olden days, people were buried in these ma'aras, in these crypts, and he couldn't find the burial place of Reb Chiya. Chalish daiti yet chalish sadas. Meaning, he was able to identify where all the different rabbanim were buried, but Reb Chiya's Makayim somehow evaded him. It eluded him. And he had Chalitza Tadas. Amari said, Ribbono Shel Olam, lo pilpalti Torah kama Yisrael? Was I not mefalfel Torah like Reb Chiya? Right, the Gemara says Rish Lakish was an Oikar Harim. He was an Oikar Hare Harim. So, what? I didn't have the Koyach HaPilpul of Reb Chiya? Yotz Habaskov Amar Leis. Habaskov came out and told him, Torah kama Yisrael pilpalti. You were mefalfel in Torah like him. But Torah kama Yisrael lo rivatzta. But you weren't marbitz Torah like him. Kiavi mitz Reb Chanina Reb Chiya. So the Gemara talks a little bit about the Harbatzas HaTorah of Reb Chiya. When Reb Chanina and Reb Chiya, another classic Ben Benoishal classic, would get into an argument. So Amalei Reb Chanina the Reb Chiya. This is Mechemta Shalteira. So Reb Chanina would tell Reb Chiya, Behadidi, come in, says, what, you're arguing with me? Chas v'shom, you know who I am. Chas v'shom, I don't want to say this out of my mouth. But, if Teir would be forgotten, I would have the ability to be Machser the Teir, Mipopuli. Right, Asniel Ben Kenaz, he was Machser, all the Halachis, the Moshe Messina that were forgotten, Mitoich Pulpulai, Lashon HaGemara. So he says, Mipulpuli, I'd be able to do the same thing. I'm like, Reb Chiya, Reb Chanina. So Reb Chiya told Reb Chanina, Bahadi, did he come in this? I mean, that's impressive. I'm not going to lie to you. But let me tell you my credentials. The Avdi L'Torah, the Loi Mishtakach Mi'Yisrael. I'm one-upping you. I'm making sure that Torah is not forgotten. Meaning, you're Reb Chanina. If Torah would be forgotten, you would... I'm making sure it's because of me that we don't need you, that the Torah is not being forgotten. My Avidna. What do I do? Aslina v'chadina kisna. What I do is, I have a little garden where I grow flax. V'gadilna nishbi. And when the flax grows, I make nets out of this flax. V'tzay natavi, and I trap deer. U'machilna b'sarai liyasmi, and I shech the deer, and I feed the meat of the deer to the yasayim. V'arichna megilta, and then I make cloth out of the hides. V'kasav nechamisha chumshe. And I write the Torah on it. V'solikna l'masa, and I go to the cities, u'makrino chamish ni'enuki b'chamisha chumshi, and I teach five children from these five chumshi Torah, u'masnino shita yenuki shisha sidre, and I teach six children the shisha sidre mishnah, v'amarno lohu, and I tell them, ada d'rana b'osino, I have to leave now because I have to go to the next town, and I'm going to come back. But in the interim, until I come back, chazer, right? Akra hadadi, learn together, v'asma hadadi, and learn together, v'avdi lo l'teira d'loite shtakich mi'yisrael, make sure Torah is not forgotten. But Akoponim, Reb Chiya told Reb Chanina that you're making sure that if Torah is ever forgotten, you're waiting to pounce to make sure to be machzor b'toich populoi. I'm doing better. I'm the one that's making sure that we don't even have to come on to that. And Haynu Damer Rebbe. And it's regarding this that Rebbe said very famously, Kame Gedoy L'Masachia. That it's from this. He said, Kame Gedoy L'Masachia. You see what Reb Chiya did? The lengths that he went through to try to make sure that Torah wouldn't be forgotten. So when Rebbe said, Kame Gedoy L'Masachia, Reb Shmuel Rabbi Yosef was there. He said, Afilo Mimah. Reb Chiya is bigger than you, Aleyin. Of course he's bigger than me. He said, Afilo me Abba? Is he bigger than my father? Reb Shmuel Reb Yossi's father was Reb Yossi. Rebbe was a Talmud of Reb Yossi. And we know from throughout Shas, the erech that Rebbe had for Reb Yossi. Amal Yossi told him, Chas v'sholom loy teheg v'zoyis b'yisrael. Don't even say those words out of your mouth. Reb Chiya is great. But nishta zoy v'dayin tato. Am Reb Zeir. Reb Zeir said, Emesh nirli Reb Yossi Reb Chanina. Yesterday I saw Reb Yossi Reb Chanina. Am arti loy. I told him, Eitzel mi atotakua, who are you next to? Meaning, Reb Yossi Reb Chanina had already passed away. He was in the Olam HaEmes. And Reb Zeira had a dream, and he appeared to him. So he says, tell me, you're in Bis Medrash, and you're in Shiva Shalmaila, who are you sitting next to? Amalisa, he told me, it's Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yosef Bachanina says, I sit next to Rabbi Yochanan. For Rabbi Yochanan, it's on me. Who's Rabbi Yochanan sit next to? It's Rabbi Yana. For Rabbi Yana, it's on me. It's Rabbi Chanina. For Rabbi Chanina, it's on me. It's Rabbi Chiya. Amarti loy. I told him, Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Chiya loy. Rabbi Yochanan, so far, he's like a few shtenders over for Rabbi Chiya. He can't sit next to Rabbi Chiya. Amali, so he told me, Ba'asar, the skuk in the nura, in the place of lightning, ubu'ur in the asha, right? Self-explanatory, all these fiery things. Man ma'ayo ba'nafcha l'tamon, could a blacksmith go there, right? Rabbi Yochanan was a nafcha. And could he go to a place? It's above his pay grade to be there. This was, of course, a muscle, but the point was, Rabbi's greatness is so not shaykh that Rabbi Yochanan couldn't even be there. Rav Chaviva said, Ishtoili Rav Chaviva bar Surmiki. So Rav Chaviva is quoting a different Rav Chaviva. He said, I heard from Rav Chaviva bar Surmiki, that I once saw one of the Rabbanim, who was someone that Elio Anovi was Shchiach Gabe. Meaning, he used to come to him regularly. The Litzafra have a shvirin ene. In the morning, his eyes look perfect. Ula urta damin kide miklam benura. But then when I saw him in the evening, it looked like something happened. They were burnt. Amri le. So I said, my hi, what happened? Amri le told me, the Amri le l'Eliyo. When I was with Eliyo, I asked Eliyo, achvi li rabbanan ki salki l'masifta d'rakiya. Can you please show me the rabbanan as they ascend to the masifta d'rakiya? Amri le, so he told me, bekulu matzos l'stakule bohu. No problem, but I'm letting you know right now. When you see the rabbanan ascend to the masifta d'rakiya, you can look at all the different rabbanan. Abelabar mi guharki d'rabchiya d'loy t'stakuba. But don't look at the throne of Rabchiya. Him you can't look at. He's too kaddish. Maisi monayos. He says, what's this? And how am I going to know which guharka is Reb Chiya? So he said, Bekulu, Azli Malachi. All of them have Malachim taking them up and down. Kisalki Menachsi. Lebarmi guharka de Reb Chiya, as opposed to the throne of Reb Chiya, the Menafshe Solik, the Nochis. It goes up by itself and it comes down by itself. And because it doesn't have this entourage, this escort of angels taking it, that's how you know it's Reb Chiya. So when you see that guharka that goes up and down by itself, I want you to stay away. So this, one of the Rabbanon tells Reb Chaviva bar Surmiki. He says, Leimotzi look me on Nafshoi. I couldn't. I tried so hard not to look at Reb Chiya, but I pasha couldn't. I looked at Reb Chiya, stakli ba, I looked. The second I looked, asu tre butiti denura, all of a sudden these two sparks came, umachyu lahu gavra, they nailed Ahu Gavra, meaning euphemistically, me, v'samiru le'ene. And that's, I couldn't see afterwards. The next day, Azli, ishtatchi amarose. I went to the ma'ara of Reb Chiya. Amina masnaisa demar masnina. And I told Reb Chiya, you know who I am? I learn your Torah. I learn your Tosefta. And when I dived into Reb Chiya, and I told Reb Chiya, I learn your Tosefta, this tasoi. That was where I had a refuah, and that's where my Yeshua came from. So there's really two A'aras that I prepared to finish. We'll save one for tomorrow. We'll just end with one A'ara, and that is, so the Gemara says that Reb Chiya was so gewaldig. Kama gedoy l'maisa Chiya. And the Gemara tells a few stories that bring out the greatness of Reb Chiya. One of the stories that the Gemara says is that there was a certain one of the Rabbanon that showed up. to yeshiva, and he had a black eye, so to speak. And they asked him, "My hi, what happened?" He says, "You know, Eliyahu shchich gabi." And I asked Eliyahu Hanavi, "I want to see all the rabbanim when they go to the Masifta Dirakia." And Eliyahu Hanavi told me, "Fine, but I'm just letting you know, there's one tzaddik that you can't look at, and that's the tzaddik Rabchia." He said, "How am I going to know who's Rabchia?" He says, "You're going to see, because all the thrones, they all have malachim that are taking them up, malachim that are taking them down, with the exception of Rabchia. Rabchia doesn't have any malach that takes him up, he doesn't have any malach that takes him down. And that's how you'll know who Rabchia is. And make sure you don't look at Rabchia." Either way, he says, "I couldn't help Zechayin. I couldn't control myself. I had no choice. I had to look at Rabchia. And when I looked at Rabchia, all of a sudden, these two sparks went into my eyes." He said, "I couldn't see. I literally lost my eyesight. And I went to the Ma'ar of Rabchia, and I davened. They said, 'Rabchia, you understand? I have a schos in you. Why? Because I learn your Torah all the time, the Itzi. And all of a sudden, he had this magical, he had this incredible refuah." It's Yodua that the Archaim HaKadosh, in the beginning of Parashas Bechukosai, says 42 pshatim in the words of Rashi, which are really the words of Chazal, in Bechukosai Teilechu, Shetiyu Amelam Batayra. If you look at the 42nd, the last pshat that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, Oidiz Bar, Al Derech Masha Amru Perak Asaycha Sapoilam Bavim Tzia Da Pehe Amid Beis, Ben Maise Ahum Rabban, Shomel Elio, Simen Lahakra Kisa Shal Rabchia Bali Chasim Igan Eden Shal Matali Yeshiva Shal Nailo, Shal Ya Oila Meyatzmoy, Vlo Yehoyet Sarech Lamalochim Lahaloy Soy Kishar HaTzadikim, Veseh HaGadoy Soy Hasogosli hoiso, beem tsoes, histad lusoi, nimrods, beesaka toiro, la atzmoi, ula cheirim ka amursha. That it's mavu and argamara, that all the tzaddikim, they needed malachim to bring them up and to bring them down, with the exception of Rabchia. And the reason is because kama gedoyla maisachia. And what was the kama gedoyla maisachia? What did the baskal terish lakish? Yeah, pilpalta terik amoisai. Obe, loy herbats the terik amoisai. It was because of Rabchia's avoida, shloy tishtakach terim Yisrael. It was because of his avoida in his arbatas atayra. And it's for that reason he did not need any malach to take him up and to take him down. Says the Chaim HaKadosh, that's pshat in Chazal. V'hu maimer, im b'chukoisai teilechu, perish, be'emtsois, hishtadlus b'teira, lilmoid ulalameid, kuramuz b'tevas, b'chukoisai. If a person's going to be b'chukoisai, he's going to learn Torah, he's going to be amal b'teira, he's going to teach Torah, then teilechu, pirish, me'atzmechen, you're going to be able to go up and down by yourself, ki rabchia, v'loi titztarchu l'malachem l'hoi l'cheschem. Im b'chukoisai, if you'll be b'chukoisai, what does it mean, b'chukoisai? The Torah. It means that you're going to harav in learning, then teilechu, you'll be zaycha to go up and down by yourself. You won't need any assistance. Ad kan dvar vakdoshim shal the Archaim HaKadosh. This is oifin membez. This is his 42nd shot in the words. Im b'chukoisai teilechu. So I'll just tell you one knetch, maybe, that you could be moisef, just in the oimiko Indian here, that the Archaim HaKadosh is saying. That is nefshachayim. In Shar Aleph, it's in the end of Perik Yud. So Perik Yud in Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph, he discusses who's greater, a malach or a tzaddik? A malach is very, very great. A tzaddik is also very great. Who's greater, a malach or a tzaddik? And he brings that, it's a machlokes Rishonim, the Ramban, Evan Ezra, Reb Sadia Goyen, the Rambam and the Meir, right? They all talked about this inyan. Who's bigger, a malach or a tzaddik? And Reb Chaim Volozhin has a whole Perik on this inyan. And at the end, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, he calls the Arizal, Chaim Vital, and Eitz Chaim Shar Yiburim Reish Perek Dal. So these are the words of the Arizal. The Arizal said that the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Metzia Daf Peh Amud Beis that all the Rabbanim, when they go up to the Masifta Derekia, they have Malachim that are escorting them up, and they have Malachim that are bringing them down. Levar Miguharke the Rabchia, with the exception of Rabchia. Rabchia goes up by himself and he goes down by himself. And the Arizal says that if you think about it for a minute, it sounds like a Pella, right? Imagine this is a Shvach for a Rebbe, that he doesn't have any Gabon, he doesn't have an entourage. Just the opposite, right? The bigger you are, the bigger the motorcade. So I don't understand. The great Rabchia, this is his godless, that there's no malachim. B'noyek shavu oilam, that's a chsorin, that's not a milo. Why is this a milo? So the Arizal said a dover nifla.
He says, you want to know the oimik of this Gemara? The oimik of the Gemara is Avadu would be a covet for a Bchir to have Malachim and to be Malavahim. And if all the Rabbanim had Malachim taking them, then Rab Chiya would have also had Malachim taking him. But he says, you want to know why Rab Chiya didn't have any Malachim taking him? Because the place that Rab Chiya was going to ain't called Malach Yochel Lamecha. A Malach couldn't go there. And that's why he didn't have any Malachim. He says, all the Rabbanim, they were in a Moirudig Madrega, but their Madrega was a Madrega that even the Malach was Shayach to. Oh, but the Madrega of Rab Chiya is such a Madrega that the Malach can't go, said the Arizal. And that's the Oymik. He says, you want to know Rab Chiya is when you look up and you see a place that there's no Malachim anymore. He says, that's Rab Chiya. That's Kama Gedolim Maisachia because of his Avodah. That's a place that only Rab Chiya can go to. In Bechukosai, the Torah is saying, you want to know where you can come to with Torah. Shatiwa Melam Batayr, a person is Amul Batayr. Like we said, it's Machsharta, it changes the person. You're a whole different person. A person that learns Torah Teilechu like Rab Chiya. You're going to go, you're not going to need Malachim. Malachim won't even be able to come along with you. The punchline is, the best gresef and a malach. That's in Bechukosai. That's oifen membeis. Oifen membeis is in Bechukosai. You want to know what comes from Shatiyu, Amelim Batayra, Achron, Achron, Chaviv. You could become so great, you could become even loftier than angels.